Hi, I'm Becca Lewis, and I'm your guide and host for the Shift the Story podcast, where we share tips and tools for making shifts in our lives from the inside out. Mary Markdante is my guest for this podcast. I could tell you that she is a writer, businesswoman, coach, friend, so many ways to describe her. But in this episode, you will meet Mary, the woman who had just lost her longtime friend, who just happened to be a cat. Whether you are a lover of pets or not, it won't matter, because this episode is all about the beauty of love and the fullness of life. I couldn't wait until it was this episode's turn to be aired so I could share this lovely woman with you. Now it's time. So come with me as we shift the story together. Okay, Mary, I'm so happy to have you on this podcast today because I know you have so much to share. And as I was thinking about that we were going to do this, I thought about the last time I saw you and walking and how fun that was, and just talking and walking. And then when I think of you, I have so many memories of being together, but the one I think of you the most is you walking, because I see those beautiful pictures that you make of your walk in Torrey Pines and the things that you share with us. And so my picture, Mary, walking, thinking, sharing beautiful things. So that's who you are to me, Mary.
Sharing. That is so beautiful. Thank you so much for that, because there are times, I think I was thinking about all the things that I was thinking back, we met back in, I think, 2003,
2002? Yeah, two or three, that's right.
Two or three, and mm-hmm. Before I wrote Living with Enthusiasm. And I was just reflecting on all the things that I had learned from you, and was so excited, you know, that I even was able to interview you for Living with Enthusiasm about choosing your path. Oh my gosh, Becca, this is so amazing. wait, this is so good. This is like, I am having these bursts of insights just having your presence around me right now.
Oh.
And I've been having this since you called and asked me to do this. But the thing that's so amazing about this is that I have been working on a new shift in my life, and it's been coming for the last 3 years. I did a program called The Presence Process, which is also a book. It's a 10-week program that I did with 12 other people. And we have continued, 7 of us have continued for the last 3 years. And presence is really the shift that's happened to me at a deeper level. I think we're always going through it in our lives,
mm-hmm.
but these last 3 years have been supersonic presence process for me. And I just opened up my book, Living with Enthusiasm, so that I had it here to reflect on with you, to the chapter. And you are highlighted in day 16, Choose Your Path. And here I am working with this whole new idea called Presence Path. And you are a piece of that in such a big way. That is so beautiful.
Oh.
That is so beautiful. And, you know, it's interesting. Oh, my God, this is so good. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this, because the page that this all starts on is 167, Finding Your Way Back and How to Move Beyond I Don't Know. And you and the shift are so much a part of that whole process. You know, how do we move into the I don't knows in a way that allows us to live fully and not retract and be afraid and, you know, just pull ourselves back out of life. And wow. What a gift. Well, and I have to tell you too, I mean, this is part of what I am practicing that has been really hard for me, because I think the judgments that I have about myself make me hide. And even though I've been a presence out in the public in a lot of different ways, and I've had a lot of national publicity and success, and I'm so grateful for that, I still, at every juncture of change, going through those shifts, I find myself wanting to hide.
Yes.
And needing to, you know, jump forward. And I think you and I both have Susan Gilbert and Land of I Can and Robert De Laurentiis flying through life in our lives.
Yes.
And, you know, those reminders to step out, believe that we can, and let ourselves dream what's impossible and know that by taking action, we can make it possible. Well, anyway, that to me is just, it's something that I struggle with. So I was listening to your podcast, and Raleigh Pinsky's podcast, wow, powerful.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And the one I was listening to this morning on my walk was, I'm going to find it here, the Follow Who You Are.
Yes.
And what was that person's name?
Okay, well, yeah, I know which one you're talking about, but I'll have to look it up. So okay. I promise I'll put it in the show notes.
Well, it was so great. So I'm listening to Follow Who You Are, and she's talking about losing her mom and doing the Iron Man and carrying all that grief.
Oh, you're talking about Deb.
Deb. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to that, and isn't it interesting? This is a little sidebar, but, you know, how our minds can remember something so powerful, and the essence of who that person is brings us back to what we need to remember in the moment.
Yes.
And following who you are. So I'm listening to that, and I, as she's talking about carrying this grief, I immediately flash to my kitty Francie, who we needed to let go last Monday, a week ago Monday, and I just felt this overwhelming sense of sadness, and then this voice in my head, thinking about knowing that I was going to be talking to you in, you know, within the hour, and what that meant to shift something, and I had this shift, Becca. One of the things that I have heard in my head a lot, and no one's ever said it verbally to me as I've been going through this aging and dying process with my cat, but I felt it, and it may just be my own internal message, but I do think there are people out there who believe, oh my God, it's just a cat. Get over it.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking, and I'm thinking this, and I'm feeling this heaving weep come up as I'm walking and thinking of her and thinking, it's not just a cat. This is a beautiful expression of life.
Yes.
Who I loved. And I have a right to grieve this animal. And then I realize that it's just a cat. My little Buddha cat is the metaphor for it's just me. Do I really have any value?
Oh.
And it was oh my God.
Oh.
Here I am dissing myself for grieving my cat and dissing myself for being me. And listening to this podcast of Follow Who You Are, and then walking, and this little corgi dog passes me by. It's a puppy with its owner, and she's pulling the dog, and the dog is like scared to come by me. And I'm thinking, you know, we all live like that. We're scared of ourselves.
Oh, man.
And scared of finding ourselves within. And that's really what I walk for. That's what my walks at Torrey Pines are. You know, it's all about being able to embrace that fullness of being right in the moment and not knowing what's going to happen, not knowing what you're going to say, but knowing that if you're open to it, it's going to be a fuller expression of who you are and why you're here.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And Mary, you're going to love this. So before we started recording and we were talking about your kitty, and I said, well, I have a dear friend who lost her dog. And that was Deb. So you're listening
gosh.
To her podcast.
Full circle.
Yes, full circle. You can't be listening to a better podcast when you want to talk about that.
Oh, that is so great. You know, I this whole idea of presence, I think, is something that we're really moving closer to in our culture. And I see it a lot with younger people who are sharing their moment of truth online in ways that I could never bring myself to do. And I'm really working toward that transparency of being able to feel more comfortable sharing more of the challenges, not just the good life, you know.
Yeah.
And Facebook is certainly an example of that, where, you know, some people, you go on and you think, oh my gosh, I have the most boring life ever. I need to go get a life because all these people are living these big lives and it's so exciting. And then you realize, wait a minute, you know what? We all have our need to be seen as having big lives. And sometimes I think sharing, well, even just last week when I, it took me a couple of days to find my way through being able to publicly say, gosh, I'm feeling really sad.
Yes.
You know, can you breathe with me here for a few minutes? And the response was so beautiful. It was just, it's always a gift to be given someone's presence. And I think, you know, I remember when I wrote my book, My Mother, My Friend, and I was finding my way through that grief and also the all the other things that went with that, you know, from the resentments to the whole process of letting go of my mom. And I remember saying and discovering at that time that presence is the greatest gift that we give another person. And I think it's the greatest gift that we give life, is to honor that presence. And it's not always easy to do.
Oh, I think it's probably one of the hardest things ever to do. And you're so right, because what we're talking about when this podcast, Shift the Story, you know, it's not about how can we become rich and famous. That's not what this podcast is about, although I don't mind if people do, but that's okay, that would be great, but only if it happens within a context of life, that life well lived, that be present in life as yourself, and mm-hmm. honoring yourself, what you're talking about, that each moment is important. And that's the way you're describing it is so beautiful, and it's just so moving, and it is the only thing that really counts in the end. That's what we're going to remember. You and I, the times that we spend together, I remember those. I know you wrote books and I'm so proud of you, and I love your books, but it's those times together that we remember, isn't it?
That is so true. And I think I was thinking about this morning as I got back into the house, that presence comes in so many different ways, and yet the only way to really experience it fully is to be in your body. And with the amount of virtual presence that goes on, to bring yourself back into your body when you've been living in your head looking at a computer screen all day.
Yes.
Is a challenge. And in fact, I just I went to my first NIA class, NIA NIA. Have you ever done NIA?
No, I have not.
Oh, get yourself to a class. It will get you present so fast, and it will shift anything that you want to shift very quickly. And I hadn't been to a NIA class in probably 8-9 years after some foot surgery, and I went back knowing that I would be able to move some of this energy with Francie's death through my body, and I did. And talk about shifts. So the instructor, Katie Bray, who's a fabulous psychic coach, you need to have her on your program.
Okay.
she's really great, intuitive, and she led the class, and she knew ahead of time that Francie had passed and that I was really having some struggles with this. And I got into the class, and at first I was just feeling this heaving presence of loss, and really just, you know, and by the way, the music is all fantastic. Michael Franti, and, you know, just really, really great movement that has a spiritual message at the same time. So I'm in the middle of dancing those first 10 minutes, and I'm feeling this weeping coming up. And I know from having done this that this is a good thing to move it out of my body. And then all of a sudden, I feel this shift back up, and I'm sitting there moving my body. My arms are up in the air, and I come down, and all of a sudden, it's like I can feel Francie's energy moving around my legs the way she used to in the mornings, and moving around the perimeter of the room and going, I'm free, I'm free, I am free, I can move, my spirit is here. And all of a sudden, the energy just shifted for me, and I felt the freedom in my own body to have these moments of knowing that, that she had moved from, you know, the physical to this spiritual energy that I could have at any point in time. And so I'm moving around and I'm feeling these little angel wings and her, you know, moving above me. It was just my imagination, you know, whether it's imagination or spirit, I'm willing to say, I don't know. And I am going to honor the fact that that energy was there for me. Yes. And it was so wonderful to feel the pain that she had been in through kidney failure and pancreatitis was suddenly, you know, it was gone. And that she was able to be this little kitty. It's funny too, because Katie, when she was doing some of the dance moves, would say, now imagine you're a cat clawing on the wall. Imagine that you're doing cat and cow in yoga. And imagine that your cat tail is moving. It was great to embody that energy of this little Buddha cat, and to know that I am always connected to her and can call on that energy at any time.
Wow, she has definitely taken you through a big shift.
Oh my goodness. You know, I didn't know when I got her 16 years ago for my partner at the time, John, that she would leave the mark on my heart that she did, or that I would end up caregiving her at a level that I wasn't able to caregive my mother because I didn't have that skill.
Yeah.
Of compassion for it, just wasn't developed to the level that it is now, and I'm so grateful for that. And really, the 3 years of working in a group with seven women, every 10 weeks we do a new book, and we've done everything from, gosh, I should share some of these books because they've been so powerful, certainly Presence Path by Michael Brown, and 7,000 Ways to Listen by Mark Nepo, and oh gosh, we've done Practicing the Power of Now, that was a little reminder that we're here. Sorry about that. You know what that was? That was the hanger that I would hold Francie's fluid bag on.
Oh.
That she got every night in order to keep her kidneys moving. Oh my gosh. It's funny how, you know, reality steps in and reminds you of what is important and where you've
yes.
been. So I think that, you know, keeping myself on a structured path of spiritual presence mm-hmm. and connecting to that on a daily basis, certainly meditation has had a huge impact on me. But having that weekly framework of a message about staying present to your life in many different authors' ways has been really, really, really helpful to me.
I completely understand. There's, as you know, I've been running a women's council for, it's almost going on 11, maybe 12 years now.
Wow.
And that I, you know, it's something that I run, but it's just as important to me as it is to them. And I know what that is, that constant communication about staying present in the now and shifting and moving towards the infinite in whatever form, whatever path people want to take.
Mm-hmm.
That changes the life from being all about doing and getting ahead into much more being much more present into what life is really about. And it's always about shifting, isn't it? It's small shifts, big shifts. And whether we go along with them fighting and kicking or easily, it's really kind of up to us.
Oh my gosh, that is so true. That is so true. What's that wonderful cliche? The only thing that's real in life is change.
Yes.
Change.
Yeah, and there's more. I just saw a really cool quote about that, and I'll have to find it, and I'll put it in my show notes, which is such a good lead-in, Becca. That was just great, because now I was going to ask you, as we're nearing the end of it, where when we talked about what you do, we talked more about who you are, which is so important. But in the show notes, I'm going to put where people can find you. So why don't you tell them, anybody just listening, you know, as they're walking down the beach, where they can find you?
Well, I do have a website that's always under construction, marymarkdante.com. And I do have a blog space there. So marymarkdante.com. And I love connecting with people on Facebook. I do have a public profile so people can access the Torrey Pines photographs at any point, and I love sharing those. And if anybody ever gets to San Diego, look me up and let me know ahead of time so that we can go for a walk at Torrey Pines.
Absolutely. I highly recommend it. All right, so since you're a podcast, you've been listening to the podcast, you know I asked this last question. So here
yes.
it is. What is the one piece of advice that you would give anyone else in the midst of changing a life story?
Be present to your own voice. Hmm.
Wow, this has been such a touching, I was like, can I get through this podcast without crying? So I think I did it, but it's not a sad thing.
I love tears because tears are a sign that you have loved.
Yeah.
They really, you know, no matter how they show up, it's a physical expression of love. Whether that love comes from the pain of a difficult time or something that touches you so deeply that it moves all that energy around in your body, it shifts it.
Yeah. Well, this has been a fabulous shift talk, Mary, and we're going to go walking again. I'll be back in California next year. We'll walk again.
I would love that. I would love that. And by then, you know, I do have another website that is shifting and in process called presencepath.com. And that is growing, and that is my next piece of work, along with writing the next version of the series in My Mother, My Friend, called Myself, My Friend.
Oh, wow. I cannot wait. There, and I will be sure, I will have links to your books in the show notes, because I know that after everybody hears this, they're going to want to go get those books. So thank you so much, Mary.
Well, it's an honor to know you, Becca. And I am so thrilled that we have stayed in touch all these years, and may it continue many more.
Oh, thank you. A ditto, right back at you. Thank you for sharing this time with Mary and me. I know you will want to know more about Mary and her books, so you will find them in the show notes on her page at theshift.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you share it? I think if you do, all the kitties living on the Rainbow Bridge will bow down to you in thanks. That's what I have been told anyway, and I think it may be true. Go ahead, share, rate, give us stars on iTunes, and see what happens. Your shift hack for today starts with what Mary said. Be present to your own voice, and then share it. It takes all of us to make up the tapestry of life. The next episode will be another shift shuttle, and this one I will tell you a bunch of stories all about perception. What's true? What's an historical lie? On the podcast after that, I will have two guests, CW and Dee Grunick. Yes, you have seen Dee on HGTV, and now she and her husband will be on the Shift the Story podcast. In the meantime, let's keep shifting the story together.